shout of praise in the house today. Do you know what time it is? Do you know what day it is? It's the greatest day of your life. It tastes better than all the sugar and spice. This is the day God has made. Father, in you we rejoice, and we're glad in it. Are you glad in today's opportunity to worship the Lord? Do you love Him? I can tell you something, He sure loves you. Welcome to everyone in the house. Welcome to all our friends that are viewing. A shout up to a friend of mine that's 45,000 feet in the air right now. God's favor is raining on you. It may be turbulent because we are here to make heaven restless today. If you stand with me in that, say, yeah! 2 Corinthians, verse 16 says, I will make my dwelling place among you. I will walk in you, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. That's a really empowering word. I will make my dwelling place in you. The Greek. I will dwell in you. I will walk in you. I will be your God. Now, what's so wonderful about this is there are no question marks. This is a statement from God. God is breathing in you today. His breath is in you today. Today. The same breath that Ezekiel saw as he began to prophesy, and the word says, and spirit came into them. Life came into the dry bones. And they were very scattered. Very scattered. And they were very many. And God told Ezekiel, He said, I want you to prophesy. And He asked Ezekiel a question. And God's asking us a question today, but we know the answer. And all God wants is a yes and amen. Yes and amen. Say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Come on. Because you know why? You're a yes and amen man. That's who you are, man. A yes and amen man. Men and women. Say it. I'm a yes and amen man. That's who I am, man. A yes and amen man. Not just all that I can, man. I'm a yes and amen man. What I can't, He will do. God said He'll take you through, because I'm a yes and amen man. What I couldn't do, I can do. All things are possible to me. God is, God is with me. Nothing can be against me. I want you to say that. Say, when God is for me, nothing can be against me. And He makes His dwelling place in me. Today, we could talk about Moses. The day of Moses. And it has such a profound place even today. We could talk about David and Goliath. Now, we could talk about Gideon and the 300. But that was them then. This is us today. That was them back then and how great it was. But today, right now, this is us now. So they know, and we knew about them, but what about us here and now? Them then, us here and now. What about us? What is God saying about us? Because to every generation, there is a season where God will not repent His doing, His word. He'll bring it to pass no matter what. Through whom will He bring it to pass? And that's the question. How many have said, I want God to just use me? Does anyone want to make a difference? Does anyone want to make a difference? I'm not talking about the weak and weary. I'm talking about the yes and amen and mighty. Does anyone want to make a difference? It's always been the generation that said, I'm not occupied by what everyone else is doing. I'm not concerned. I'm not involved. That's why the word says basically mind your own business. Pray one for another, but mind your own business. Set your mind on things above. Above. That's why I say we're here to make heaven restless. But the key of David, you know what the key of David is? The key of David that loosens, unlocks, and it can't be closed. The key of David that locks, and it can't be violated, it can't be opened. The key of David that God has given to us in the earth. Now he holds the key to death, hell, and the grave, but the key of David, the key that opens the portals, the gateways, the seasons, the times, and we at least at PFC understand time in a different dynamic, right? We're not given to time, what? Time is given to us. Because God said, I give you dominion over all the earth. So the key is David knew in whom he believed. Not just that he believed in God, but he had a revelation as to who God was. He had a revelation. I know who I'm believing in. I know in whom I have believed. So the fundamental foundation is God is all power at all times in every dimension, bar none. He reigns and he rules. And this is really the exciting part. He rules through you and I. Let us make man and woman. Let us make them in our own image and in our likeness. And in the image of God created he them. One. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord our God is one Lord. He is Lord of lords, King over every king, ruler over everything, all the time, every time, any time, all places, every place, any place, at all times. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God, and so are you and I. You believe that? Shout, yeah! We're climbing a ladder today. We're walking up steps today. You can take your seats, but stay right there. Now, Paul said, he said, don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. And then the word says a double-minded or a two-souled individual, whoever you may be, is unstable in all their ways. You know, when they built this platform, it's braced like crazy. There's all kinds of steel and braces under here. It's braced like crazy because we didn't want it to cave in. Didn't want it to fall through. We're building a platform for all the sound equipment and everything. We're transforming the house again back there. And if you look, and I don't want you to look right now, but if you looked at the framework, it's not going anywhere. It's overkill. Solid. And you want whatever you stand on, whatever platform you stand on, you want it solid. You want to know it's not going to cave in when things get weighty and heavy. So if I gain 100 pounds, I'm not going to, but if I did, it would still hold me. But the word says a two-souled, a double-minded individual is unstable in all their ways. So I asked you a question initially. And hear God speaking today, because this whole service is about the word of the Lord. This is a prophetic moment in time. I asked initially, I said, do you want to make a difference? And the answer is yes. So I'm going to tell you now, your agreement is in line with the word of God. So God will answer you. God will answer you. Now, because it's not your idea, it's not what you want, it's not what you figured out, it's what God deemed worthy to be put inside of the vessel that you are. You are a host for the host of heaven. You are a host for the Holy Spirit. You are a host for the glory of God. And the word says a two-souled individual is unstable in all their ways. So I want to make a difference, but here's the key. I can't be two-souled. I can't be double-minded. So I can't believe that God is in authority and in power and someone else at the same time. I can't. I believe in one God, one power. There is no power but of God. Now, I'm not double-minded. I don't say, yeah, but, because but is double-minded. And a double-minded person is not who we are. Say, it's not who I am. Look at your neighbor. Say, it's not me. You're not talking about me. Say, he's not talking about me. Because the word says an individual like that won't receive anything of the Lord. Now, it isn't that God standing there saying, I don't like the way you're thinking, so I'm just not giving it to you. No, you're a host for the truth. You're a host for the one Lord. You're a host for the one God, and there is no other power. Only God. Prior to the scripture I just read to you, the scripture says something like this. Will God share his place with idolatries? What common union, what regard do you have with idols, with idolatry? Hear, O Israel, hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he's one God. He's Lord over all, in all, and through all. And he rules in the heavens, supreme Lord and God. He's the light, he's the truth, he's the life. He commands the heavens at all times. God then said, in order to reveal all that this is, I'm going to create a dimension without time, and I'm going to give it time, but I'm going to make it timeless. Did you hear that? I'm going to create a dimension without time. I'm going to give it time, but I'm going to make it timeless. And that's where we are today. He did it without time. You say, well, the word says he took 6 days. No, but you understand, there was no time when God was creating. He created time in the earth, because he's the first, the last, the beginning, the end. Doesn't mean he has a beginning, doesn't mean he has an end. It means he encompasses all that exists, and within him is all things. Time, in essence, is not a moment that ticks away. Time can't be captivated, it can't be captured, it can only be created. Time is an event. You won't remember anything about any given time unless you can recall what happened at that moment. At that moment, if it's no more than looking at the clock and saying, I remember when the clock struck 2:05. But you would only remember that if an event was connected to it. So time is an event. So if we can prophetically create events in a season, only certain things happen in certain seasons. The citrus in my yard only happens at a certain season. It's on point, it's on time, and it's on purpose. A certain season. This is a season, says the Spirit of the Lord, for things to happen that you haven't seen happen, for things to come together that you have waited for, seen the parts of them, seen them scattered like the bones that Ezekiel prophesied to. This is a coming together. And I will mark this season with an event in the year 2022, says the word of the Lord. Those that will believe and will see and will say of the Lord, this is the season, will see the fruit of your faith, the fruit of your labor, the fruit of your belief, the fruit of your word, the fruit of your sowing. You will see it begin to make itself known in the earth, says the word of the Lord. So rejoice, because herein is God glorified, that you are bearing much fruit. I release this word to you as a gift from God. This is the season of bearing and increasing to the glory of God, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, therefore, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and be empowered from on high. This is your season. This is your gift. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I praise you, mighty God, and I thank you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. So we're here to make a difference. And by the word of our mouth, we make the difference. The heavens belong to God, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. In regard to the doing of God, it is timeless. It is not a flawed world. You do not live in a flawed world. People will tell you that it is imperfect. They are inaccurate. They are ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. They disregard God as Lord over all. This earth is perfect. When God created, He said, it's good, and I call it blessed. And He's never changed His mind. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, every single person. Every single person. Doesn't matter who they are. God said, I even created evil for the day of evil. Doesn't mean God made evil things, but even the people that are doing evil, He created them all. He created them all. And in this season and in this time, people are approaching. People are moving. Unrighteous leaders and kings are moving forward. But the word of the Lord is, as they approach forward, as they move forward and think they make advance, they're terrified in their heart. And it's what God is doing behind them that they do not see. And when they turn to go back, they will find it is not. They will find it is not as it was. They will not find it the way they left it. For the Lord is doing work that is not seen by eye. It's not understood by mind. And they say that our economy will be the strongest that it has been in decades. But the Lord said it is not so, because it will fall in as though it sunk into a sinkhole, as though a foundation was built on quicksand. So don't be afraid. Don't be moved when you see and hear of advancements, because it is the Lord who is making the advancement. It is God who is encompassing all around. And the will of the Lord will be brought to pass, and the dawn of a new era, a new day, will captivate the world, because today we are being touched by the hand of God in what is taking place in Russia and Ukraine and throughout the nations, not only Eastern Europe, but throughout the nations of the world. And the Lord has it in His hand, because God is the Lord over all. He is not a God that falls asleep. He does not slumber. He is not ignorant. He is not blind. He sees, He knows, and He watches over the circle of the earth, and He watches over His people. No evil can happen to the righteous. Only good can happen to you, says the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is true. Jesus said one time, He said, a sower went out to sow seed. And said something interesting just prior. The word says Jesus spoke and He said many things. And then it goes right into this. A sower went out to sow. And he sowed seed. And he said, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air devoured the seed. When you just don't care, it doesn't matter. You just don't care. The key is depth. Depth in the Word. This body is important. It's more important than you may realize. Any body with a heart for revelation, but we're talking about this body. This body has a heart for depth. When we gather here in this house, we gather for depth. We want to hear from God. I could talk to you about Moses, and oftentimes I have. I could talk to you about David. I could talk to you about Daniel. I can talk to you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But that was them then. This is us now. What about you? What says the Lord about this day? What season are we aware of? And being aware of the season is important, because he said there will be seasons, times that will come, and some people won't know what season it is. But when you know what season it is, you know what fruit to look for, and you're strengthened. See, depth, Jesus said, some seed was also sown by the waste, or was sown on stony ground. And he said, it grew up fast. Sometimes people hear the word, and they get excited because they think about all that God means to them, and all that God can do for them, and all that God will give them. And thankful we should be. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hear me and you'll know what's going on. Hear the word of the Lord. This is us now. Some fell on stony ground, and because it had no depth, the Greek says had no depth, it sprang up immediately. People get excited. They seek God, serve God. They want God to do something, and something happens. Business, a loved one, something happens. And then they revert to the double-mindedness, and they say evil has done it. The devil has done it. Or someone who is some nefarious individual that has it out for me. No evil will befall you, says the word of the Lord. No evil will come nigh your dwelling. Now, either you believe that or you're double-minded. And there is no in-between. I could feed you religious falderall, but then I'm responsible for lying to you and deceiving you. And I can't do that. The word of the Lord is in my mouth, and I'm responsible to allow the truth to flow through me. I don't tell the truth. He is the way and the truth. He just says it through me. And you either have ears to hear the truth or you don't. He is truthful. He does what he does because he is faithful. He does what he does because his word will not return void. He does what he does because he's God and he's good and he's 100% love. They that dwell in love dwell in God because God is love. And God is holy, which means he cannot, will not change. It is not within him to change. He can't. He never has. He never will. Not for you. Not for anybody. He won't change. He's holy. He doesn't need to. And when you seek the kingdom and you think, yeah, I want to do it for the kingdom, but what about me? You don't understand that all about you is all about the kingdom, and all about the kingdom is all about you. It's all about you. That's why Jesus said, don't seek anything else. Well, the kingdom, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? He said, no, you're following crumbs, and when you run out of crumbs, you're going to starve. You're double-minded. Understand, have depth in you. Everything about you is the kingdom. And everything about the kingdom is about you. We just read, he said, I will make my dwelling in them. I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. You're my host. You're my temple. You're my housing. I will abide with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form, and darkness fell upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters, and the Spirit of God began to divide the waters from the land. Whenever there is a division to the righteous, it's only good. Because it's not a division as in trouble, it's a division as in dividing. It's clarity. God is giving definition to his will and his purpose. Everything that's going on today, it's God giving definition to his will and his purpose. The devil doesn't have rule here. He didn't fall, when he fell into the earth, he didn't somehow fall into power. He fell from power. Jesus, when they said, "We cast out devils in your name," it frustrated the Lord, if I can use that terminology. He said, "Why are you talking about that? I don't care that demons are subject to you. I already told you they were. Don't talk to me about that. That's not what we're going to talk about." Then he said, "I already saw him fall from power like lightning." So you're not describing power. You're describing the course of the kingdom. Darkness can't dwell in the light. Now, that may not be religion that you've grown up in, but it's the truth nonetheless. That may not be the double-minded mentality that religion teaches you, but it's the truth nonetheless, because the other side allows you to trust God no matter what. Not just to trust God when things seem to fall in course with your will and your purpose. Your purpose is not made by you nor I. Our purpose is created by God. And we are created to do one thing, to please Him. We're created to please Him. And when we please Him, we can't help but worship Him, because we know He's God. And all that we are bows to the authority of who He is, but He doesn't just swallow it up and cast it aside and say, "Thanks for that." What He does is He absorbs all that we are, because all we are is all He is. I and you and me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you do anything without me. If you and I can't, who God has given dominion, authority, and power, the devil sure can. It doesn't matter what the devil's will is. Shouldn't even be talking about his will or about what he wants or what he wants to do. We shouldn't be talking about evil and what evil wants and what evil's trying to do. As the righteous, the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we need to take the stance of David and says, "Whatever you say, you say. But whatever you're saying against me is going to fall on you, because only goodness will befall me. I walk in the presence of the Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid of you. I fear no evil, because God is with me. His rod and His staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me, Goliath, in the presence of you, and my cup runs over. He anoints my head with oil." Surely only goodness, only good is literally the Hebrew. Only good will follow me. Only good will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the presence of the Lord now and forever. That's single-mindedness. That makes a difference. That's power. The back door to religion is blaming some evil force and power over which Jesus said, just walking your daily life, you have dominion over that. So let's not rejoice over that. Because then you're going to begin to brag about how much power you have against evil. And what I want you to do is brag about how much power you have with heaven. I want you to brag about the power you have with the kingdom of God. I don't want you to rejoice in that. I want you to rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, according to the Word, everyone's name is in the Lamb's Book of Life until it gets blotted out. Because the Word says it's not His will that any should perish, but that everyone would walk in eternal life. So when God creates humanity, He creates them for His will, His purpose, and His pleasure. And His pleasure, trust me, is your satisfaction. It's your joy. It's your pleasure. He's not all I need. He's all there is. It is. It is true. Thank you, Paul. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Now, here is where we come into our day. Today we have a lot of options, a lot of opportunities, a lot of voices. There's a lot of things written, but there's only one news. And I love the news. The news is incredible. God anointed me and He said, "I want you to go and talk about the news you read. I want you to talk about the insight I have given you in the news." He said, "Go and preach the news, because the only news is good news." There's propaganda, there's lies, there's deception, there's decoy. The Word, the news, is truth, and the truth is good. God is good all the time. all the time, God is good. And if God be for me, who can be against me? No one. No one can. And he's with me always. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. This mind, this foundation we're building is more solid than this platform. This is the one that God is going to do the work through, the people that believe this truth. They worship God because he's the only one to worship. When we talk about power, he's the only one we ascribe praise to. He's the only one worthy to talk about power being ascribed to, and all power and any dominion and any authority. That's how the mighty men in their day did it. How we do it in our day today, I'll tell you how. We have the Holy Spirit and power. You are a generation that the prophets talked about. You think it'd be exciting to go back then? They know it was exciting if they could come back now. Matter of fact, the word says the angels of God look forward to this day, and today they're looking at you saying, show us something. Show us something. Bear the fruit of revelation. Jesus said the seed that was sown on stony ground sprung up immediately. Like a lot of people, they get excited because God doesn't do it their way. They lose hope and they lose faith. What you forgot is he didn't say he'd do it your way. He said his way was perfect. Your way is flawed. Your way works today, and tomorrow your foundation falls apart. Either way, you're going to blame God, unless you worship him as God and God alone, the one and only, faithful and true, knowing no evil can befall me. No matter what happens around me, something incredible. Joseph could have said, evil has befallen me, but he didn't do it. The Lord has done this to me. God did it. Something goes upside down, I love to say, the Lord did it. The God is doing something, because it keeps my mind singularly on one Lord, one God, one authority, one power, and whatever his name is. That other thing gets no praise. It gets no acknowledgement. It gets no authority. Set your mind on things above, not even on the earth. Certainly not on things beneath the earth, but set your mind on things above. That's where you're seated. That's where you reign. That's where you rule, in Christ, in Jesus' name. No evil can, will befall me. It's impossible. I'm impenetrable. I'm impervious to evil. God be for me, who can be against me? No one. God is for me, nothing can be against me. No one. The Lord is my strength. He leads me in the way I'm to go. He anoints my head with oil. I'm filled with joy. And I know that all things will work together for my good, because I am the all, according to his purpose and his alone. Do you believe that, chap? Oh, yeah. God before me, who can be against me? No one. No. God before me, who can stand against me? No one. No. God before me, who can get in my way? No one, not at any time of the day. God before me, I say, no depth. The seed didn't have depth, so when the sun came up, it scorched the seed and it died. Evil sun, right? The sun must be evil, because it scorched the seed and it died. That's what religion would tell you. But God said the sun is good. The sun gives you life. It feeds you. It feeds the plants. The sun is good. But when the strength to raise you up and make you fruitful comes, and you're double-minded, it doesn't kill you. Your lack of depth kills you because you misunderstand and you walk away. You do more than walk away. You literally become a sower to idolatry. Because the word says, Jesus said, let me explain this. Because the disciples came and they said to him something interesting and profound to me. They said, why are you speaking in parables? And Jesus said, because I don't want to make them guilty. That was a mercy of God. And this is what he said. He said, those that have an ear to hear will hear what I'm saying. But those that don't, they better not hear. It'd be better if they hear a parable they don't understand. Because the word says, when you hear a word of the kingdom and you don't understand it, and he tells us why they didn't understand. As he begins to explain and unfold the parable, he said their hearts were hard and they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to be responsible to repent. Because if they would hear it and they would receive it, then they would be healed. They would be turned from their ways, and I would heal them and I would raise them up. And you would bear much fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100. That means anything God gives you is never going to bear less than 30 times whatever you have. And if you have faith, the seed of God will bear 100 times anything you sow in every direction your life lives and exists in. Moses, that was him then. This is us now. David, that was him then. This is you now. Jesus said, the sower went out to sow, and he fell on stony ground. It sprang up, and the sun, which was good, which God set for seasons and times. The season destroyed the seed. The word says that when a word of the kingdom comes, you need depth in it. We have the word. What we need is revelation. We need the depth of the word, because when you have roots and the sun comes up, the season that will give you increase instead of scorching you, the blessing of the Lord, it could be a time like we're living in. I keep prophetically telling you, these are the greatest seasons of our lives. It's not just a trademark phrase. This is prophetic word. I don't have the right to make up my phrases. I don't have the right to tell you what's on my mind. I don't have the legal, spiritual, God-given right. I have the right only to reveal the word of the Lord to you, what God tells me, what God says to me. And that's all. And I'm confident that that word comes to me. I'm confident that I will know the word. I'm confident of what God is saying. And I'll hear him if I'm asleep, if I'm awake, if I'm dreaming, if I'm tired, if I'm full of energy, if I'm running. You will hear the word of the Lord if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the body, the host. Our sound engineer isn't here today because he's having some stomach issues. My daughter comes in this morning and she says to me, she says, our sound guy, Andrew, won't be here. He's had his stomach issues. It's burning. Okay. So I got up and I said to my wife, my daughter said, Andrew's not here because his stomach, having stomach issues and it's burning. Donna said, I didn't hear her say that. And I said, well, yeah, she said it. She came in the room. So this morning when my daughter comes, I said, you told me, Andrew, how's his stomach? You told me his stomach issues and it's burning. She said, I never said that. I said, yeah, you did. Daddy, I didn't. I didn't know what it was. All I knew was Andrew was sick. I said, sweetheart, you came into the room and you said, Andrew won't be here. His stomach's bothering him and it's burning. Daddy, I couldn't have because I didn't know until later. But it doesn't matter, and I'm used to it because I hear things that never happen. Until later. But that's exactly what's happening. So what's the big deal? So you know, no, What God is saying is, pay attention. You're hearing me. Say what I told you to say. You're hearing me. My prayer all the time is, God, let only the truth. I don't know. Only the truth come out of my mouth. Don't let me embarrass you. Only the truth. If it's not the truth, don't let it come out. Only the truth. And then I'll say it. Whatever you tell me to say, I'll say it. But I'm putting this on you, because you're all God and all power. And if I pray, it won't happen, because I know you're God. And you won't let anything but the truth come out of me. So I'm good. So I get excited when I get to stand before the people and deliver the word, because I know only truth will come out. Those little things that seem little and maybe seemingly insignificant means you're hearing what the ear cannot hear from man. God speaking directly to you from the smallest to the greatest. It doesn't matter what it is. And these things happen to me every now and then. God is speaking to his body. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God doesn't want you to struggle with anything. He said, listen, if you're laboring, that's what he said, Paul, that's what he's saying to you. I don't want you struggling. Don't want you trying to make it happen. God's doing a new thing. I see God giving you a brand new, shiny business. Beautiful, powerful, encouraging business that is a light load to you, where you'll be able to witness to more people than ever in your life collectively to present day. That's what I see. So I release that word to you. Believe, only believe. And in it, great peace and revenue, where you have said, when God does this, this is what. And then I hear you say, but it's already done. But here's the word of the Lord. According to your word, be it unto you. According to your word, be it unto you. It's already done. Walk in the power of that shining day. Today we are seed sown in soil. Some are on stony ground, and when the heat comes that will strengthen you, they become afraid. Some depart from the way of the Lord because they say God is not answered. There mustn't be a God. If there is no God, there is no you. If God doesn't exist, neither do you. Man didn't make man. And if God doesn't exist, none of this exists. It's a dream. It's a nightmare. It doesn't exist. Of him, through him, and to him are all things, and that's the way it is. And if you don't have an ear to hear, the birds come and pick you up. The word says, when a word of the kingdom is preached, depth is important. Depth is important. Depth is important. Revelation is vital. God is pulling everything together. I'm going to say it. If it doesn't begin in 2022, it's not going to happen. What God is doing, he's doing now. I'm not saying God isn't doing things in 2023, but whether you see it or not, it has to begin in this season that has been brought to pass through the prophetic word of God, not because of time on the clock or the calendar on the wall, but because God has said. So it made a season. Fruitfulness, productivity, timelessness. Time stops, God still does. Just like he did, he said, I'll give you the victory, I'll give you the battle. Time's going to stand still. It doesn't matter. Typically, if time stood still, in relationship to time, everything would stop. You watch those movies, time stops. And you're just, but that's not the season of God. While others are frozen in time, we will move and reap the harvest of this time. We are redeeming the time, telling the time what to do. You have to believe that power lies within you. Let the sun stay back 10 steps. Let it not move. This will be a sign. God says, I can do that. I can do anything. God gave dominion into the redeemed. Into the redeemed. The hands of the redeemed. When Adam sinned, he lost dominion. But in the hand of the righteous, We have authority. Jesus said, I'm returning the authority back to you in the earth. Take dominion, have rule. I've given you power over all authority in the earth. And nothing shall by any means have anything to say about you but me. It's power. The word says that the enemy came and stole the seed. But the enemy, Jesus said, these are they who do not have an ear to hear. They heard a word from the kingdom. And because they didn't have an ear to hear or eyes to see, they didn't want to see, he said, the enemy came and took it. The enemy who is not my enemy. God is my friend, and I have no enemies, because no weapon formed against me can prosper. Say, that's the truth. That's the truth. He didn't steal it as you suppose. It was an offering to the enemy. They offered the seed to the enemy because they wouldn't receive it themselves. Because God has given man dominion in the earth. The only way an enemy or evil can have anything to do with you is because you give them your worship. You give them your offering. You give them your grain offering, your fruit offering, your thank offering. You have to give it because no one has authority in the earth except you and I, the redeemed. God said so. You debate anyone, you debate God. God said, I've given you dominion. Jesus said, I've restored you to authority and power. He did it with Noah when he brought him out of the ark. He said, again, all the dread of all the animals, all creation is on you. In other words, Noah, you're in power again. Take that dominion. Take that power. The devil doesn't come and take anything. You have to give it to him. You have to make an offering. There is no power but of God, and those powers which be are ordained of God. I've given you power over all the power of the earth. Tread on serpents, scorpions. Nothing by any means will hurt you. That's the faith of the redeemed of this generation. This is a generation that God will give you the loot, the revenue, the increase, the abundant, the blessing, the wealth, the power, the renown. These are the generations that God is changing the world for. Because it had no depth. When the sun came up, it was scorched. And since it had no depth, it withered away. Depth is the key. How do I get depth then? Just be hungry for it, that's all. Because it's not of might nor of power, but of my God, I'm just hungry for revelation. I want to know you more. I want to know about the kingdom. See, the whole part and parcel of the earth is it's the only place the seed of the kingdom can grow because God made it that way. The earth is the host for the kingdom of God. That's what it is. What is man? You are so mindful of him. And the Son of Man that you visit him and you crown him with glory. What is it? Here's all of this, the host of heaven would say. And God says, watch. They are my host. I will assign them by faith because the kingdom of God is only revealed in its fullness in the vessels, the hosts of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Doesn't mean God's going, you didn't please me. I didn't lie. No, he's a God of love and he's holy. He doesn't have that attitude. That's nothing to do with God. God is holy. God is righteous. What God is saying is, I am all power and all dominion. No eye can see, no ear can hear. You have to hear by the Spirit. You have to have ears that are willing to hear, eyes that are willing to see, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. By my Spirit, says God. So the next time you say the devil stole something from me, throw in there, I made it an offering to him. He came and stole because they had no ear to hear, no eye to see. They rendered it to him to no avail because he can't use it.
Say, praise the Lord. God before me, who can be against you? The mind of God is revealed in this dominion. God went as far to say in Revelations, he said, I will raise them up. No evil people can rule the earth. Do you understand that? It can't happen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. The glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. People can do evil things, but evil can never find its beginning and end. It only finds its conclusion. Evil cannot determine anything, because this is the Lord's, and God is good, and God is holy, and God is righteous, and God is just. So much so, when God says enough, evil just evaporates. It's gone. It's overcome. It's destroyed. If you will, it's thrown in the lake that burns with fire. No evil can befall you. The mind of this generation that will make a difference is the mind that says, only good will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. But what? There is no but what if. O ye double-minded, hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God is one Lord. He is one God. God is for me, and God is not against me. So nothing can, if God isn't against you, there isn't any power to challenge that. If God is for you, there is no weapon formed against you. All things must work together for my good. Joseph could have complained. Shadrach, Meshach, Daniel, David. The list goes on and on and on. But the word of the Lord was in their mouth. As David said, whatever you say about me is all about you, because I already know about me. You have to know about you. That's depth. I know the depth of the word. Now listen, I know we get steep in religion and you believe something that isn't true, but I challenge you by the word of God. Believe and hear the word of the Lord. Hear the truth. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Don't lean into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge in all your doings, in all your seasons, in all your ways, acknowledge Him and Him alone, and He will direct your path. Why? Because I can hear what He's saying. I can see what He's doing. I know this is a season of increase. And because I know it, it becomes my day of victory. David didn't win that battle because it was a certain day. He won it because he brought a season with him. He brought the season of victory. He brought the season of the word of the Lord. He said, I don't care how many of you are. I'm not even a warrior. I don't know how to do what you do. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. How dare you defy, and I say it to the nations of the earth, how dare you religious people that stand behind the podium, stand behind the mics, and put fear in the heart of the people and tell them someone's after them that doesn't have the power to pursue them. The Spirit of the Lord pursues them, not the spirit of evil, the Spirit of God. He walks with them. He walks in them. His way makes their way perfect. He is the Lord God. He is holy. We are the host of His goodness and His favor and His blessing. I declare to you, this is the year of the Lord's favor. Give God a shout of praise. Heaven needs you to be revealed in its fullness. That's why God made you. Heaven requires a host of faith. We call it earth. I don't see the earth like dirt anymore. I see the earth as all its particles are faith. It's built of faith. And God makes it clear. He said, I built it out of nothing that appeared. I spoke the word. That's the key. You have the keys of David. We can unlock whatever we want to unlock, and we can lock whatever should be locked. Hear the word of the Lord. No one is in authority in the earth but God and God alone. He is all authority. He is all power at all time. We are not in trouble. We are in position. We are not in a time of need. We are in a time of seed. the Lord has sown. And God says there's a day coming when the plower is going to walk right over the reaper. I mean, God is just saying the season, you know what that means? The season doesn't end. It just keeps going and going and going. It's like they just meet timelessness. We never have a season where they're not plowing for the new and still reaping what is and preparing for that which is to come and not dealing with the old. That's what Paul said. He said, I found a mystery, a treasure of time. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward for the mark, the prize of the high calling. High calling. What does that mean? Deep roots in revelation. I'm hungry for the revelation of the mystery of God. We are the host of faith, and faith is the only thing that pleases God. In other words, the only vessel, the only host through whom God can be fully revealed. Christ couldn't be known until he came and became a host for the redemption of man. Then heaven said, oh, that's what salvation looks like. We've heard about it, but we didn't know what it looked like. Oh, that's what redemption looks like. We've never seen it. We've never seen it in this way. Oh, we know that's what the blood of Christ, that's what the Word looks like in action through faith. We've never seen him this way. The Word says when Jesus was ascended, heaven didn't know him as they knew him when he left. He was a name above every name. He was exalted. Lord, means he was more revealed than heaven had ever seen him. It isn't over. It's only just begun. That's why he came and said, all you've seen me do, you're going to do. But I'm going to do more through you than you saw me do through me, because I am in you and you are in me. That's why it is imperative, expedient that I go to the Father and send you the Holy Spirit, which is your helper, your comforter, your power, and you're going to bear witness to me throughout all the nations of the earth that I am the Lord God Almighty with you. This is, in fact and in truth, the greatest season of your life. You believe it, shout, yeah! Come on. Times are changing. Season's coming. This the hour of the Lord. It's all coming together right here, right now. It's all coming together right here, right now, because everything is connected to the will and the purpose of God. Say, God be for me, who can be against me? Say it. God be for me. No one. Say. You know, one more. Dig it a little deeper. Reach a little higher. Reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord gonna set your soul on fire. Woo! Dig a little deeper, reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord gonna set your soul on fire. It'll burn every lie and deception, every fake and false way around you. Spirit of the Lord, the revealer of the truth, in front, around, beside you. Come on, Mark. I hear a sound. We're making a sound from heaven right now. This is what I hear inside. God! All authority and power. God. God be for me. He's with me. God be for me. He's with me. God be for me. He's with me. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Those that prefer evil above righteousness Your head will be spun around backwards. You will walk in the direction that you're looking, thinking that you're advancing, but you are regressing. And heaven will laugh at the folly, but rejoice in the uprising of the people of the Lord. And God will be glorified. For the word of the Lord is, I do a work. I prepare the land for my seed sown, says the Spirit of God. Fear not, for the Lord is doing a new work in the earth. The Lord is awakening the seed he has sown from generations past. And this is that season. It's all coming together to the glory of God. Give the Lord a shout. 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 Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. God is going to make the earth famous. He's making the earth famous. He says, this is where I'm being revealed. In the space of faith. In the time of faith. In the space and time of faith. We occupy all the earth. We occupy all the time. We have authority for all seasons. But we need a you in the house. We would have said a David, but we need a Chris in the house. Take on the name of renown. We need a Richard. We need a Richard in the house. Need a Richard in the house. He ain't no mouse. Need a Richard in the house. Spirit of the Lion, the tribe of Judah, on the inside of you. Can't be refuted, argued down, nor disputed. Need a Richard in the house. Found a Richard in the house. God before Richard, who can be against him? No one. Heaven's attention is drawn to Richard today. Because he pulled in Isaiah. Send me. Send me. A woman with the issue of blood. It's me. It's me. Shadrach, it's me. Meshach, it's me. An Abednego, it's me. A Daniel, it's me. Who is it? It's me. It's me. I hear the sound of heaven as though it's pounding soil. It's pounding seed deep within the earth. So you know that the rain is coming. And as it comes, you know from the beginning, from the start, from the onset, you're deep in the earth. Your roots will go down deep. You will be like trees planted by the rivers of water who will not lose their fruit in any season. The plower overcoming the reaper. The seasons unite. All things are coming together. What you know to do, you do now. Put it all in place now. Casting away all arrogance, all pride, all hurt, all fear, all doubt. Forgetting what is behind. Pressing forward, saying, this is the day. It all comes together. This is my blessing. This is my covering. This is my security. This is my soundness. This is the glorious future God has anointed me for. This is that season. You believe it? Lift your voice and shout, yeah! Ah. It's happening now, 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 now. It's happening now, 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 now. It's happening now, 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 now. It's happening now, 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 now. This is the day that God has made and rejoice, and I'm glad in it. Now, 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 now. It's happening now, 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 now. One more time. Now, 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 now. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Shout of praise. Lift your voice. Bless His name. Cause it's happening now, 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 to me. Now, 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 now. You see. Now, 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 now. I hear. Now, 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 now. It's happening now. 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 Give the Lord a shout of praise. The altar's open for your worship. Come before the Lord and worship Him. Worship Him with your strength. Sow a seed with prophecy behind it and within it. Sow a seed in the soil of the Word spoken today. 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 Create that moment today. 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 Now, now, now. Today. Destiny.
Sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, but you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So come on, my song, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much.
When we take dominion over our soul, now, one of the most infectious, provoking, simplest most alluring, drawing, fragrant, powerful ways to do that. Take dominion over your soul. God made Adam. He said, here's breath, here's life, here's the power. Take dominion over your soul. Over your soul. When you do that, you take dominion over the earth. And you'll be blessed in the earth. You'll bear witness that God is with you in the earth. And the earth won't hurt you. The earth will help you. God has blessed us in the earth. And heaven and earth unite. Heaven and earth unite. Heaven and earth unite. Heaven and earth unite. This is that season. This is the hour of the favor of the Lord. Father, we give you praise today in Jesus' name. We pull upon the heavens of God for the rain upon the seed sown today in the soil of obedience, of willingness, of faith, of consistency, of hope, of joy, of peace, of strength and wisdom, healing and health to the body of Christ, joy awaken. Peace, awaken, arise in the name of the Lord and do the works of your Father, for the Holy Spirit will do them through you. Have a willing heart, a listening ear, and an open eye to hear and see what God is doing. And you will hear. I prophesy over this body that the Spirit of God becomes so fluid in you, in all you do. It will seem effortless and yet profoundly powerful and effective. Bear much fruit to the glory of God. So walk in the favor and the goodness of the Lord. For this is that season. Ruth, I see you having an encounter with the Lord. I see you having an encounter with the Lord. Did you see how I paused so you could turn that on? I know you did. I heard you say that. So I'm doing it. Hear how the word of the Lord speaks to you. I see you having an encounter with the Lord unlike anything that you've had. An encounter that presents itself so tangible. You will say forever, I don't know how to tell you. I know it was by the Spirit. But as Paul said, whether in the body or in the Spirit, in the body, I don't know. I see you having this encounter that will enlighten the way for you. Two specific streams of order that you are contemplating right now. Do I do this or do I do that? And the word of the Lord is yes, both. Do them both. And not, I've given you seed for the one and you've been encouraged. Know that it's not the direction of one, it's the direction of two. The seed of the seed will be the seed for the seed. And I will give you, as I have said, as I spoke to you, I see you in a quiet place. It's a little bit dark, and you're on your knees, but on your face, and you're encountering. You're just asking God, show me. I mean, like old school worship. And God says, I hear your prayer. And it was long and short. It was long in coming and short in the encounter. The Lord will bring it to pass. This is what I hear the Spirit of God saying to you. Quickly, says the word of the Lord. And I will show you the seed of nations sowing into what I have called you to do. They will drink and they will be strengthened. They will eat
and find strength, and they will hear. And as you have prayed, I will raise up my prophetic voice in the children all around you, says the word of the Lord God. Give the Lord praise today. Give the Lord a shout. Shout to your God. He's holy. So holy. And so worthy to be praised. Father, we give you praise for the seed sown. God, we know your word, you reign on it, and it will increase to the glory of God. This is the beginning of a new season, unlike ever before. As God said of the children of Israel, it's never been like this before. Never before and never will be after. So is this generation. Never before and never will it be as this is after. This is the dawning of a new age. The age and the hour of the word of the Lord. You are dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout.
Lift my hands, praise you again and again. All that I